You are listening to the Let the Money Talk podcast, a podcast that provides the latest analysis of SGX company insights. In this episode, our research experts will provide the most insightful analysis in the market.
Hi, I'm Mel, a research analyst at Phillips Securities Research. In this episode, I will be covering an update report on SunTech REIT dated April 26, 2024, titled Higher for Longer Interest Rates, Continue Eroding DPU. Gross revenue for the first quarter of 24 inched up 1% year-on-year to $109.8 million, and NPI contracted by 3.8% year-on-year to $73.4 million, underpinned by the stronger performing SunTech Center, forming 23%/22% of our FY24 estimate respectively. DPU decreased by 13% in the first quarter of 24 to $1.51 in the absence of capital distribution, FY23, $5.8 million, and was within our expectations. If the capital top-up is excluded, DPU will decline slightly by 1.8% year-on-year. Something positive about them is income supported by high rental reversion and increasing contribution from SunTech Convention. Singapore offices rental reversion was 11.2% in the first quarter of 24 and 21.7% for SunTech City Mall. Pure Yoga and Pure Fitness have returned approximately 41,000 square feet back to SunTech, and only 25% of it has been backfilled. Rental for backfill space is approximately 21% higher, as Singapore positions itself as the MICE spot and lines up events until the end of 2028. SunTech Convention Center is well positioned to capture the momentum given its central location, amenities, and the delay of the MBS renovation. Revenue for the convention center is up by 26.1% to $11.6 million, and we expect it to contribute to approximately 20% of total revenue in FY24. Additionally, SunTech REIT is firm on the $100 million divestment goal. SunTech is committed to the $100 million divestment goal with no plans on lowering the price. The proceeds generated will be used for debt repayment, with the aim of lowering gearing to 40%. The $100 million strata units contribute to approximately 2.5% of the total revenue, thus compressing DPU by 1.5% after factoring in interest savings from debt repayment. For negatives, the creeping up in vacancy rate is overshadowed by high rental reversion. The retail and office occupancy rates at portfolio level saw a 2.1 percentage point and 3.5 percentage point decline, respectively, year on year. We expect further downtime is required for 55 Curry Street and the Minster Building. Australia saw more leasing demand drop back due to supply influx in the CBD area. Effective rental reversion was negative for the first quarter of 24. SunTech also observed increasing incentives for the Australian market, thus compressing earnings. Incentives are up to 35-45% of the total income of the contract period. Valuation for the Australian side may decline further in the face of a possible cap rate expansion of 25 BPS. Furthermore, borrowing costs are inching up. Given the high-for-longer interest rates generally priced in by the market, we expect elevated interest costs to continue eroding DPU. For FY24, the cost of debt is expected to increase by 4.2%. However, the weakening start of FY24 may just mean that some extra patience is required to get there. We are still confident in SunTech's ability to generate cyclical rebound due to its lower hedging ratio of 57% as of the end of the first quarter of 24. For the outlook, SunTech expects the office market for the UK side to recover faster than Australia, with stable cap rates and stable valuation in FY24. The Minster Building, the first quarter of 24 occupancy rate, 91.3%, is expected to be backfilled by the end of FY24. Thus, valuation for the UK and Singapore sites may hold well on the back of stable supply and healthy macroeconomic conditions. New supply in the Singapore office market has been absorbed well, with higher than average asking rent. The IOI building has driven demand back to Suntec, as offices within Suntec's portfolio are direct competitors of IOI with lower asking rental. With fashion falling short, strong demand for the Singapore retail sector comes from F&B. Since all the leases signed during and pre-COVID expired, we expect rental reversion for retail to cool down a bit in the mid-teens for FY24 and office at the high single-digit level. Suntec is currently trading at FY24 yields of 5.6% and 0.55x PNAV. We expect earnings to be supported by strong retail rental reversion on the Singapore side due to the gradual return of international visitors and a stable retail supply. The office segment continues to achieve stable reversion in the mid-single digits. We lower our DDMTP to S$1.41, previous S$1.47, in the face of the slower turnaround of the interest rate trajectory, with projected FY24-25 EDPUs of S$6, 2 to S$7, 49 cents.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please forward it to others, share it on social media, and leave a review. Follow this channel to hear our other podcasts. This podcast was prepared by Phillip Securities Research Private Limited. The information provided in this podcast is solely for educational purposes and should not be considered as financial advice. The views, statements, or opinions are made on behalf of Phillip Securities Research. The information and any analysis, forecast, projections, expectations, and opinions contained in this podcast have been obtained from public sources, which Phillip Securities Research believes to be reliable. This report is intended for general circulation only and does not take into account the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs for any particular reason.